Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who made it possible for each of us to sing these hymns of thanksgiving and praise to thy name. So please help us to glorify Jesus Christ in all that we do and think and say, even this morning during this Sunday school hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're looking at the topic of thanksgiving for obvious reasons. And I want to recognize that there are two primary words for the translation in English of thanks or thanksgiving. And those in Greek are, I don't know if I'm pronouncing them right, I'm looking at a concordance, but charis, charis, and also a form of Eucharist. So you're adding to charis, EU. And I think that's where we get the name Eucharist. It means thanks, thanksgiving. At any rate, I mention it because charis has an emphasis of grace. We think of it as spontaneous favor that's not earned. And you can look at Luke chapter 6, beginning in verse 27. Says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. But if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful just as your Father also is merciful. I mention that because this is the opposite. These people are doing things to receive a reward, to receive some kind of gratitude, but it's not unmerited, is it? It's merited. But when we're giving thanks in the words that Christ has given us in the Greek, it's something that's we're showing gratitude for something that's more spontaneous and not merited. Chapter 17 of the same book, verse 9, says, does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. Again, this is in the passage where Christ is pointing out that a man who has a servant doing stuff for him and paying him expects the things to be done. He's not going to thank him for it. It's something that isn't earned. That is earned. And we're looking at God giving us things that are not earned. And then thanks often with the EU in addition to the charis, which happens a lot in the New Testament more than the other, often has a worshipful manner intended with it. And so, like, if you go to Romans 1, verse 8, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Paul is thanking God in a worshipful way, in a sense, right? Thanking God for the Romans and that they're spreading the gospel. And then chapter 7, verse 25. In this chapter, for the kids, you may not remember, chapter 7 is where Paul is talking about what a wretched man he is, who will set me free from these things. And he says in verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. And he goes on and says there's now, therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But you see, he's thankful that God set him free from this wretchedness of sin. There's a worshipfulness in that, and it's something that wasn't deserved. So what things did Christ give thanks for? Can you think about that and give me some answers? What things did Christ give thanks for? Hi, Pastor Harding.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Is your wife with you?
She's not.
Ah, okay.
I wish she was.
Yeah. All right. Do you remember where he gave thanks to his father for that?
What? Oh,
in his high priestly prayer. Okay. Were you going to say the same thing? Is he saying thanks for those things? In the high priestly prayer, I'd like it if you could find the word thank for me. And then, is there anything else? Do you remember at the tomb of Lazarus where Jesus thanked the Father for hearing him? And he made the comment, I'm not saying it because of me, but because of those that hear me praying. Remember that? So he's showing thankfulness as an example for the rest of us. He's God already, right? But he was saying thanks as an example to the rest of the people there and for those of us that read of it later. Any other thanks, Bart? Now, it's funny that you found that. You're right. He is thanking God for that. But he uses a different Greek word than normal in that passage. That's translated thanks. It's a Greek word where he's acknowledging it or he's confessing it. He's in agreement, wholehearted agreement with the Father that he chose to teach these things, the truths of God's word to the to babes, I think was the word that was used, and not to the wise. Yeah. Any other places you can think of where Christ gave thanks? There's some obvious ones. And say, children, when do you give thanks? He did. And let's come back to that. But children, when do you give thanks? Every day, don't you give thanks with your family at a certain time? When is it? It's not hard. It's real easy. It's not a stumper. It's a softball. Yes, Barb. Do you have a concordance on you? That's great. Yes, well, that's very good. Yes, he gave thanks before giving out the food that he had multiplied. He had thanked God for it and taking care of the people. And, of course, he did give thanks. And, Ian, interestingly enough, he gave thanks for the blood of the covenant as recorded in several of the Gospels. And in one of the Gospels, he records of giving thanks with the bread and the wine, which is interesting. But he's giving thanks at the Lord's Supper. And, yes. Okay, well, you're way ahead of me. Just wait. So at the Lord's Supper, he's giving thanks for the blood of the covenant. The wine he was handing out at the time, he said, this is the blood of the covenant. What did he mean by that? Does anyone know? What was the covenant? Like, how was the covenant expressed in the Old Testament?
Then the covenant that he gave was in the blood of the sacrifice.
It was with the blood of sacrifices, also with the blood of circumcision. So you had both of those going on. And this obviously was at the same time as Passover. You have the blood being shed with the Passover. And so he's substituting now something that's not bloody, but still a sign and seal of the covenant that we have today. It's the same covenant in substance. It's different administration of it. So we have a covenant of grace that we participate in Christ. And Barb, what were you going to say? Yes, so you're giving another example of praying with the food. Yes, good. What things did the apostles give thanks for? There's a longer list. Can you think of any? Mostly Paul. I'll give you that hint.
He's actually thankful for all the trials.
Do you know where he did that?
No.
I'm going to suggest that perhaps he includes 1 Thessalonians 5:18 in that comment. You're saying he gave thanks in trials and tribulations. I know he didn't glory in, specifically when you read Corinthians, he did not glory in himself. He gloried in God even through those trials and tribulations. And he was kind of apologetic for boasting. So you might get the sense of thanksgiving there. The word thanks is not used that I saw.
Pretty much every one of his books he opens with, I thank my God for every one of you.
Isn't that neat? Almost every one of his books he does open up that way. He's thanking God for the saints in those cities. Yes. Anything else? We already mentioned one for the deliverance from... Oh, good. Okay, excellent. Excellent, yes. So we'll look forward to that sermon today. And anything else? Along with the saints, he also gave thanks for the joy that the saints bring him. So I'll mention that. He gave thanks for the spread of the gospel. That's found in 2 Corinthians 2. He gave thanks for something that's pretty obvious. Answers to prayer. Some of these you guys could guess without even knowing where they are. Because we practice the same things that Paul set an example of. That helped in his
ministry.
Yes, so for example.
I don't think that's a particular example. Probably at the end of Romans for sure.
Yes, so he gave thanks for like Aquila and Priscilla. Yeah, sure. Okay, very good. Anything else? Paul in the book of Acts also gave thanks for food. Do you remember where? On the ship, very good. Yeah, he was telling the sailors to take heart and to eat. So it was the last chance for bread before they were going to be shipwrecked. And they all made it ashore safely. There's other places, interestingly, too, about food. When he was teaching people to eat food, don't let other people judge them for eating certain types of food. And he said, don't judge. Whatever you take with thanksgiving, consider it as serving the Lord. So if you don't eat, thank the Lord. And if you do eat, thank the Lord. Don't let others judge you. Anything else? In Romans 6:17, I think you see that he gave thanks for repentance of others. He gave thanks for fellowship with others. And at the end of Acts, remember he met Christians on the Appian Way toward Rome. He also gave thanks, and maybe, Luke, this goes along with what you were saying. He gave thanks for those that were taking care of his needs. They were sending money and so forth. He was thankful for them. He also expressed thanksgiving at the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11, and I don't know, Pastor Harding may be reading that too today. And he gave thanks for the resurrection of the body at the end of 1 Corinthians 15, where he gave people the hope of the resurrection and that they should take heart. And finally, I'm going to add that he gave thanks for all men, including kings and all in authority. And he told Timothy to do so as well. So all men. Now imagine that. They had rulers that were probably worse than our rulers. And yet he was telling them to give thanks for them. So what are we taught to give thanks for besides all the things we just talked about? I know by example they're teaching us to be thankful for these things. Is there anything that we're specifically taught to be thankful for? Yes, where do you get that? First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Do you have it right there? You look like you're looking at it. Okay. Well, I have it memorized. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Are you ever looking to find out what God's will for you is? There's an answer. Give thanks. And it's God's will for you in Christ Jesus. All right. Anything else? Ephesians 5? Something similar. There it says, give thanks for all things. So, I remember reading, and I don't know if Pastor Harding might appreciate this because of his brother-in-law, I think it is. But when I was in Campus Crusade for Christ in college, they taught us different practical things, like how to be assured of your faith, how to love with faith, and how to pray, that sort of thing. They're practical things. And one of the things they taught us was to give thanks in all things. And the illustration was given how there was this couple, I think if I remember the story right, the father was responsible for a child's death in a car accident. And he could never forgive himself. And the couple was going around to different counselors and had just given up hope. And they finally went to a Christian minister, and the minister pointed to this passage, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and said, "Are you giving thanks to Christ for what happened?" And they said, "You need to give thanks out of faith in Christ, that God had a purpose for this." So the account goes that he had given thanks for it, and his mental anguish was gone. He was relieved of his guilt through Christ. I think that's important for us to remember. We go through trials. We all face trials of some kind. We need to remember to walk through them with faith, giving thanks. And sometimes those trials come at the hands of other people. Sometimes you may even have those that were your friends seem to betray you. And yet we're to give thanks for all. So we need to walk by faith as we give thanks. That may be a hard concept to remember, but I think it's something we ought to. Luke 17, I've got to watch my time here. Luke 17 is the account of 10 men who were lepers, beginning in verse 11. "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" So obviously we are to give thanks to Christ for the blessings that he gives us, such as in healing. And he did this in a worshipful way. And then, how are we to pray? It's my last point. How are we to pray? Well, I'm sorry, how are we to give thanks? Sorry, specific. Thanksgiving is prayer, but I'm specifically referring to thanks. So how are we to do that? Should you do it by yourself? Sure, you should do it by yourself. Should you do it in any other way? Together, right? Yes. So I'm going to ask you, since we're not going to have time now, but I think I'm doing the pastoral prayer today, correct? So if any of you have something you want to give thanks for and you want it expressed publicly, hand it to me so I can do it during the pastoral prayer. So we should be praying together. And we read even in Revelation that the creatures in heaven are giving thanks. So how much more ought we to be giving thanks here with fellow believers? Anything else about how we give thanks that you know about? What did we do to begin the Sunday school lesson? We sang hymns of thanks, right? We're to sing hymns of thanks. If you look at Ephesians 5 and you look at Colossians 3, you'll see about reading the Word of God and praying, being filled with the Spirit. All those things contributing to our singing to one another in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, giving thanks. Yes. And of course, giving thanks is not for our glory, is it? Whose is it for? To the glory of God, to the glory of Jesus Christ. Is there any other time we should be giving thanks? So that's good. Yeah, we did mention trials in another direct from another perspective, but yes, we should be giving thanks in the midst of trials. Yes, very good. And we should be giving thanks along with other prayers, other supplications. Philippians 4:8, I think, or 4:6, I think it is. And we read in Colossians that we should be giving thanks as we walk in faith. And we should be giving thanks as we watch in prayer. So prayer and giving thanks are going hand in hand. Yes. Very, very good. So the Lord was very gracious to us when we visited Barb's parents this past week for a day, that the Lord blessed that whole day. Well, we had asked the Lord to bless it, so we shouldn't have been surprised when he did, right? But we were kind of surprised, and we needed to give thanks together. Yeah, he answered that prayer. Very good. Yes. Anything else? Okay, well then let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you have given us through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for giving us your word to teach us how we can glorify you and enjoy you. And we thank you for prayer. We thank you for faith and repentance. We thank you for your loving kindness shown to us and your long suffering toward us. And Even as Christians, we cry out at times, "Oh, wretched man that I am." And you deliver us from that. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the fellowship of believers, for all that we can see each Sunday and more to encourage one another in our walk with Christ. We thank you for healing. We thank you for answering prayer. We thank you for walking alongside of us. These and many other things, we give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.